So here in a few hours, Peyton Manning will hold a press conference to officially announce his retirement. One of the most storied careers in NFL history coming to an end. And joining us now, as we are going to digitally alter his voice in order to protect his identity, is a deep throat informant who says he has information as to why Peyton Manning is really retiring. So good morning, deep throat informant, and thank you for your courage.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So you have intimate knowledge as to why Peyton Manning is really calling it quits.
I have intimate knowledge of why Peyton Manning is really calling it quits.
That sounds familiar.
Calling it what?
Quits.
Quits.
Quits, yeah.
Quits.
Yeah. What?
well, tell us what you know, or as much as you can tell us.
I was personally there when Peyton Manning was forced into retirement at gunpoint.
Forced?
Yes.
At gunpoint?
He walked into the Denver Bronco front office and demanded a meeting with John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would make sense.
He was out of control at this time. He did not want to retire. He was in the lobby mainlining HGH.
Oh, come on.
In the lobby.
Yes. He was walking around, wheeling an IV tree loaded with bags of HGH.
That's ridiculous.
And he had his balls aimed at all the female Broncos trainers.
Aimed.
It was because of this that the receptionist knew he meant business. Because of his scrotal threats, he was led back to the office of the known Elway.
So his scrotal threats got him an audience with Elway.
Yes. There, in Elway's office, things took a dramatic turn.
Oh, no.
John Elway told them it was not an option that he would retire from the football team of the Denver Broncos,
right,
of the National,
yes, yeah,
Football. Okay.
So Elway demanded it.
Peyton Manning begged for his life. As the three-time Super Bowl loser Elway,
you won a couple too,
trained the shaky 357 at the head of the Eli brother. John said that the move must be made and that Peyton must issue his personal retirement within 48 hours of the Nancy Reagan death.
Oh, gosh.
Which Elway orchestrated.
The death of Nancy Reagan?
Peyton pleaded for his job and ultimately his life. He promised he would begin to play good.
Well, he just won a Super Bowl.
But his emphatic words found no purchase in the ears of the drunken Elway.
He was drunk?
Then Elway pulled down Peyton's pants and stuck his own forehead under the Peyton scrotum.
Oh, no.
In a macabre recreation of an ancient story.
Peyton got a dose of his own medicine.
Yes. It was then that Peyton agreed to retire. He could not bear to have Elway's forehead nudging his tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that would do it for a lot of people.
And then, as I bore witness, I heard the super secret information.
What was that?
I will now tell you the super secret information.
Okay.
That the Manning family never wanted the world to know.
What is that?
Had he not been hurt, Cooper Manning would have been the best of all of them. I cannot speak anymore.
Deep throat informant.
Wait, come back.
All right, there you go. What may be accurate information from the deep throat informant.